This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2592, What It Takes to Save Money During Tough Times, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. What It Takes to Save Money During Tough Times, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. It's something that we will all undergo at some point. Some people feel like they're undergoing tough financial times all of the time. And while approaches like frugality can certainly ensure that you're saving more money, what are the key things to remember when you're attempting to save money during any tough time so you can still climb that financial mountain? Number one, understand how much money you really have. The best place to begin is to understand how much money is actually in your bank account and in your pocket. If you're undergoing a tough time like a divorce or separation, the fact is you may find that due to spousal support laws, you're having to pay more than you can realistically afford. This is why you've got to understand how much money is truly in your bank account. When you understand what you're in possession of, you can make far better financial decisions. Number two, consider professional advice. It's about making sure that we make the most of what we've got, no matter how little it is. Professional advice, whether it's from a financial advisor or a friend that's pretty savvy when it comes to savings, can make a big difference. If you're struggling to put money aside, sometimes a different perspective can make a big difference because it gives you better insight into how you could save that money better. It could be the case that you have too much debt, in which case, paying off debt with the right tools can help you. Number three, set a budget. It's amazing how many people don't have a budget. Going back to the first point, when you understand how much money you really have, you can budget accordingly. The biggest problem many people have is when they don't check their bank accounts on a regular basis. Some people make the mistake of thinking their budget is X amount, when in reality, there are a lot more hidden costs. Whether it's paying for things with a credit card and then having to pay that card off at a later date. When you set a budget, it's got to cover every aspect of your outgoings, including credit cards. Number four, start saving little amounts. The best thing we can all do is start saving minuscule amounts that we don't even notice. There are fantastic money-saving apps out there that can help you save a few cents. And it's important to remember that these things will add up over time. One of the biggest problems people have is thinking that a small amount actually doesn't amount to anything. When you start saving these little amounts, you can have a better understanding of how far a few cents can really go. A lot of people believe that there's no point in saving a few pennies here and there, but you've got to think about accumulation. Number five, be transparent. Transparency is so important, whether it's in terms of your own finances in a relationship, or even if you're going through the divorce process. You might be one of those people that thinks about hiding your assets, but if you want to save money, it's not a good idea to start hiding things. When tough times descend upon us, this is when we have to be open and honest. This is especially true in terms of investing. If you're considering investing during this time, you have to build up a decent amount of money in your pot. And that means that if you invest in something that goes belly up, as heartbreaking as it can be, ensuring that you have financial transparency is far more effective. Number six, set up distinct funds. If you really want to keep track of your finances, the best thing you can do is set up a variety of pots. Establish your priorities. Something like the 50-30-20 rule is very beneficial here. Setting aside 50% for needs, 30% for the things you want, and 20% as savings is a great way for you to start pushing in the right direction. It all depends on what your goals are. If you're looking to save for a vacation, the best thing you can do is set up an account that's hard to access so you don't take the money out when you think you need to pay off something. Likewise, an account that is purely for paying off debt can be very useful because you won't dig into that for anything else. When you start to set up very distinct funds, you have a better understanding of what you really want to achieve, but you can also have a clearer perspective of your financial goals. The problem most of us have is we have one account or potentially a joint account with a partner. it might benefit you to have a number of separate bank accounts, which could mean that you don't give in to your bank account so easily. Saving money is as much about discipline as it is about the money you save. And number 7, keep at it. Saving is a very tough task right now, and there are things that we should all attempt to ensure that we're saving properly. You could cut back on your lifestyle by opting for different types of food or not using the car as much if possible. And the fact is that the hardest part about saving is actually starting it. If you're considering saving, it's always about keeping that goal in your mind. There will be times when it becomes more difficult, and this is why we have to learn how to keep at it. Some people believe that saving money is impossible during times like this, but even if you end up saving a few pennies, it's better than nothing. Tough times are there to challenge us, and rather than avoiding challenges in every part of our lives, we could embrace the challenge. You just listened to the post titled, What It Takes to Save Money During Tough Times by Lisa Harrison of madmoneymonster.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While it's always a great goal to focus on saving money, I think when you're going through tough times, it helps to first accurately diagnose the issue. Is this a temporary drop in income or circumstance that likely won't persist for too long? In that case, maybe you need to just weather the storm and pause on your savings goals. Or is this a systemic issue that is likely to get worse over time if you don't do something to stop the bleeding? If you've never been able to make ends meet and you've always lived paycheck to paycheck, you likely have a systemic issue. Perhaps your income is simply too low, no matter how much you track your spending, reduce your expenses, and look at your budget, the numbers just don't work. If that were me, I wouldn't worry about saving. I would put all of my effort and brain power into hustling to find a new job or somehow increase my income. But let's say you were like me when I first took a good look at my finances. I made a decent income, but I still had a systemic issue. I spent more than I earned, and I racked up credit card debt simply because I wasn't paying attention. In my case, the act of tracking spending, budgeting, prioritizing saving, and paying off debt were great strategies. And they helped me get out of 30 grand of debt in 11 months. But the only reason why that worked is because I accurately diagnosed the problem. I didn't have an income problem. I was financially illiterate and I had a money management problem. But that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.